It's 8:55. It's Wednesday morning. She's brave. The money doctor from, if I were you, I would say, oh, I'm canceling this morning. I'm not going anywhere until it warms up out there.
No, I hate canceling appointments, actually. So,
all right. Well, the money doctor from Power Down Debt, Dr. Ram, hello.
Hello. Yeah, the roads seemed safe. My driveway and parking lots and things are icy, but the roads seemed okay to me this morning when I was out.
Excellent.
So, good morning. Let's talk a little bit about the danger in co-signing a loan for your student. Which you would think would be sort of obvious, right? But it turns out it's not very obvious. So what happens typically is that students can't usually get enough loans in their own name to finance the entire cost of education. So parents jump on board, and grandparents and step-parents and, you know, anybody else that can borrow usually tries to step up to the plate and help the students borrow money.
Sure.
And they do it in a couple of ways. One way they do it is to take out a Parent PLUS loan. The rates this year are at about 6.31%, I believe. And they can, if your credit qualifies, you can take out a Parent PLUS loan, and then you are responsible as the parent to repay that loan.
Right.
Another way it happens is that you co-sign for the student's loans, and this is very common. So an uncle, a grandparent, a parent co-signs, thinking that the student will be able to repay the loan, of course. Well, we all have that faith that the students will repay the loan, and even the students expect to repay the loan.
I would imagine so. But then reality sets in.
Well, sometimes. I mean, the danger here is that you may not know if the student doesn't or can't repay the loan. And a lot of times the students are so proud, they don't want to say, I can't afford to pay my loan.
But so, it doesn't matter because your name is on it. Your name's on it. They're going to find you.
It not only matters that your name is on it, what people don't seem to understand often is that you are entirely responsible for that loan in the same way that the student is. You're not responsible for half of it. You're not responsible.
All of it.
All of it. Yeah, it's your loan. And so even if the student pays it, you have to remember that it's showing up on your credit report. That can prevent you, even with a great student who's making a ton of money and is able to pay all their loans and then some.
Yeah.
It can affect you if you're going to, say, refinance your house, go for a car loan, get a credit card, any of those things, because it's showing up as your debt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's changing your debt to income ratio.
Mm-hmm.
Whether your student is paying for it or not, your name is on it, and legally you are responsible for the whole loan in the same way that the student is.
Good things to remember.
So the problem that I see with it mostly is that you don't necessarily get a statement. They're going to send it to the student almost all the time.
True.
And they don't send it to you too. So you will only find out about it if the student tells you they can't pay it or once it's already damaged your credit.
When it's too late.
Yeah. And as far as I've been able to find out, you can't get a second statement sent out. If somebody knows how to do it, I'd love to hear it, because so far I have parents not getting statements for the loans they co-signed on.
Interesting.
So, yeah, you may still have to do it, but you should put some checks and balances in place to make sure that it's not shooting yourself in the foot about refinancing or damaging your credit.
The money doctor is Dr. Ram from Power Down Debt here, right here in the Valley, Franklin County. In fact, if you want to get online, you can go to powerdowndebt.com and research and do a lot of get a lot of information right there. You can also call up Dr. Ram with this local phone number.
Of course, it's 413-774-5555.